Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. All right, in a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Happy Tuesday. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And welcome to The Fifth Thing. Today's quote comes to us from a listener email. So I'm going to go ahead and just read the email right off the bat because she shares an awesome quote and then we can talk about things. Hey, Amy. Hey, Kat. I'm trying to live by and lean into this quote that I've heard many times. I'm not sure where it's from, but it's super simple and can have a big impact if we actually do what it suggests. Here's the quote. Never suppress a generous thought. She goes, I'm trying to live it. It's as easy as smiling at someone, grabbing the door for a person behind you, sending a positive text, making a special meal for your family just because, leaving a note in your kid's lunchbox, picking up the kitchen because you know your partner would appreciate it, etc. The list goes on and on. I think it can have double impact, both for the person doing the generous thing, listening to that little voice and following through, and then also for the people that the kind act or word was meant for. Anyway, I just love it, so I wanted to share it with y'all. Love, Sarah. She started listening in Spokane, and she's still a loyal listener in Arizona.
Ooh.
So shout out, Sarah, and thank you for that quote of never suppress a generous thought. And she shared more in the email that I won't get into reading the whole thing, but she had an ask for her sister-in-law and this whole little care package idea that she had. And she said that she sat on the idea for like a week because she didn't know if she should reach out and email about it. But then she thought, well, hey, I'm just going to shoot my shot, see what happens, because this is a generous thought idea that I have. And it would involve like a little care package from, you know, Espoir and 4things. And I saw the email and I was like, oh, that's doable. And I love that she was thinking of this person in her life and how they might be really blessed by this. But she was the one that had the generous thought idea, and she suppressed it for a week, but then finally decided to send the email. And I think sometimes we maybe think of someone, or we maybe have an idea, and we're like, I don't really know. Will they really care? Or should I send that note? Or will it really matter? Or will this make a difference? Or yeah, should I get that door for someone who really cares? But that's us suppressing those thoughts. So I've never heard that quote.
No, I
mean,
she
said she's heard it multiple times, and you know, it's super simple. Never suppress a generous thought. It makes me think too of Pimp and Joy and how that was born. And that's just about, just spreading joy in simple ways. But this like almost takes it a step further of like reminding you, if you're having that thought, it's for a reason. It really could benefit you and the other person. And if you suppress it, you're just tucking away opportunity to show kindness to someone.
Both. Well, and I was thinking as you were reading that, when I think the word generous feels big to me. So at first I'm like, a generous thought or a generous thing would be like an extravagant whatever. But that's saying like, if you see somebody and you hold the door open for them, that will actually make a difference. And I think that's something that I don't comprehend. Like picking up a room in your house because it would make your partner happy. Like that makes a big deal. And I think generous things as like big, huge, I cooked you this meal from scratch, or I sent a package across the world to this person, or I donated this amount of money, when it gets to be little.
Okay, so I have a confession of suppressing a generous thought that is very simple. We were on our way to church and pulled up to a corner and I saw a homeless man, and I know that a smile is worth everything. But my instant thought was like, oh, I wish I had some cash or like a little goodie bag or something. And then I would feel like I could, you know, have contact with him. Mm-hmm. So instead, I kind of look down and I'm awkward. But I have had my friend Steven, founder of Home Street Home. He's been on the podcast multiple times. He comes over to my house for dinner. I know him well, and I have learned from him. Smiling is free. And a smile, when he was homeless, some man gave him a smile and it like literally changed his life. So like, I need to smile at people anywhere, but especially homeless people that could use that type of interaction. And just because I didn't have anything to offer him, I did have my smile. And I guess I was bummed that I didn't have something else. So I looked down and in my head, I was like, I should just smile or roll down my window and say hi. But then the light turned green and I was like, off. So I feel like in that moment, that was an example of me suppressing a generous thought. And this is me proclaiming that yes, 9 times out of 10, I hope I smile at the homeless guy, but I still have those, even though I've had real honest conversations with Steven and I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Sometimes I still don't even listen to the thoughts that I'm having that I know that are right thing to do.
When who gets mad or has a ill response to somebody smiling at them or holding the door or like complimenting them?
No,
I don't think that ever happens. So what's the worst that could happen? Literally nothing.
Nothing. Okay, so I want to switch gears to an Instagram post that I saw that I DM'd to you, Kat, and you were like, thank you so much for sending that to me. That's a story that I knew a long time ago, but I hadn't heard of it. When I read the post, I'd never heard this story. So I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about where you first heard it and why it's impactful for you. Do you want me to read it and then
read
you can
first,
share?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to read it first for y'all and then Kat will share her thoughts. So Sissy Goff posted this and it's titled Autobiography in 5 Chapters. Chapter 1, I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5, I walk down another street. Portia Nelson.
I love how you just read that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a little poem,
so
short story poem situation. And I had never seen that. And then, so I just, quickly shot you over the Instagram post and you were like, oh, that's a good one.
I'm glad that you also sent that to me because before I read through the whole thing, I thought this was just like a story that people passed around. There wasn't an author. So I'm glad that I got to see that like this actually was somebody's poem. But I heard it probably like 10 years ago when I was an intern at a treatment center, one of the therapists that I was working with told that story in a group. This was when I was working with addicts and a lot of people that had a lot of trauma and people that were trying to like rebuild their lives. And that was life-changing, I think, for some of them to hear, but it also impacted me in my own story and the things that I have been struggling with and repeating. And I like where, I think it's like the second chapter or the third chapter where it's like, it's still not my fault. And then the next one is like, it's my fault now. Like I'm continuing to perpetuate this behavior and I know better, but it's a habit. And I just think it's a good illustration.
And it offers hope at the end.
Oh my God.
Like, there is another way. And as long as you know, and you're aware, you have to be aware that you're going down the same street with the hole.
I like it because for me, it's like a shame. It's almost like a shame reducer. So this is something that happens and eventually you will find your way. And each time you get a little better, time by time, the first time you fall into that, like the first time we do something that doesn't work, we might try it again. And then we're like, oh my gosh, I knew this wasn't going to work, but it takes a second to actually register that. So eventually you'll get there, but I think it takes the rush out of like fixing our problems right away too.
Well, you know, Einstein's definition of insanity, mm-hmm. doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Well, I'm like, okay. So anyway, Sissy Goff, thank you mm-hmm. so much for that. I thought that was just so good. I thought I was like sharing something new, groundbreaking with Kat. But hey, you learned.
It was. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas anytime I wear them or I get a new pair. They feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So I have another email from Melissa in Dallas. She said, "Hey, Amy, love all the podcasts the past few years and recently started binging all of the Bobby Bone Show podcasts. I want to challenge you to enjoy baking and cooking with your kids. My daughters like to put on cute aprons and bake with me often. I strongly believe that putting the ingredients out before energetic kids start to help and finding simple recipes like from Pioneer Woman or Live Well, Bake Often will help you learn to love it. I think y'all would love the Pioneer Woman Holidays Cookbook. Here's a link to a simple birthday cake recipe that is much better than funfetti and reminds me of your favorite milk bar cake. Just add organic sprinkles." And the website she shared, just so y'all know in case anybody else wants to try this out, it's livewellbakeoften.com/funfetti sugar cookie cake, which sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And then she also said, Kat, that she's obsessed with the high-pitched thank you and the giggle sessions with you, Kat. And then she ended it by saying, "I hope you have the day you're supposed to have. Smiley face, Melissa from Dallas." And I just love this email so much because I feel so known. Like, she knows our sayings. She's here for it. She knows my favorite milk bar cake. And she's also not afraid to just tell me, do this with your children. Mm-hmm. I highly encourage it.
I really don't like baking, though.
Me neither.
That would still be a really big stretch.
But I think what I have to keep in mind is my kids do enjoy it. So I got to suck it up, get some cute aprons, and take one for the team. Yeah. Maybe. And it seems like it can be enjoyable. And let me tell you, I am obsessed with the Pioneer Woman. I've loved her cookbooks forever, but my sister is a big Pioneer Woman fan. My dad, when he was alive, he loved cooking from her recipes. Her cinnamon rolls are hands down the best cinnamon rolls in all of the land. Don't sleep on them. They are so good. Have you never had a Pioneer Woman cinnamon roll?
No, but
I don't know why I couldn't say cinnamon roll. I got really excited.
That's making me think my mom makes the best cinnamon roll I've ever had in my life.
I don't know. Like, is it her recipe?
From scratch. She makes and then the icing is like cream cheese icing. Is that how hers are?
Well, Pioneer Woman, she makes like a coffee icing. I don't remember.
Well, maybe
if there's cream cheese
you
in
make
it.
The Pioneer Woman ones and I'll have my mom make hers and we'll have a bake-off.
Okay. Is your mom's recipe like her very own? Or what if you find out she got it from the Pioneer Woman?
I think maybe she got it from a cookbook from like 30 years ago.
Okay. Well.
So it's not her own recipe.
I know there was this one recipe I totally thought my mom had come up with and then I found it in a cookbook. And I was like, oh, cool.
I don't know that my mom makes up any of her own baking recipes. Mm-hmm. But then in my head, they're hers.
Well, I mean, I think we grew up that way thinking. Yeah. I mean, my mom has a cheesecake. It's called Judy's Cheesecake. She served it at my dad's restaurant in the 80s. Like, it was on the menu as Judy's Cheesecake. And I still encounter people that ate at that restaurant mm-hmm. in Austin. It was called Christopher's back in the day that rave about my mom's cheesecake. And I mean, I was all right. It's all right. I just am not a big cheesecake person.
Like cheesecake.
And like the crust, so it's like nuts, but also a lot of sugar and graham cracker mm-hmm. situation. But it was phenomenal for what it is. Cheesecake's just not my favorite cake situation. What's yours?
Carrot cake.
I love carrot cake.
Okay. Everybody thinks that's so weird.
No, I love.
So my mom also has a really good carrot cake, and it's not her carrot cake because it's from a cookbook, but it's hers. It's her carrot cake. So good. It's like pineapple in it.
Ew.
No, listen. It's crushed pineapple. It's so good. It makes it moist. And oh my God, don't make that face.
Okay. So last year I was gifted pineapple bread. Have you ever had that?
I don't know that I want that.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I thought it sounded disgusting too, but it's basically bread, sugar, pineapple, maybe like eggs or something. But you whip it into this baking dish and then you just bake it and it's pineapple bread and it was so good.
Wait, you take bread.
I don't know how you do it. I just know when she told me about it. And then she was like, I'm going to bring y'all some. So she brought some for my whole family. And we all ate it. And we thought it was amazing. And then we left the leftovers on top of the stove. And then while we were gone, Kara, my dog, jumped onto the stove and it was in a glass Pyrex dish, broke the dish on the floor everywhere. We came home to the entire dish being eaten, including part of the actual dish. And then there was blood everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't know if she cut her paw or her tongue or her lips. Like, I don't know where she was bleeding from. Maybe. And I was freaking out. Do we need to take Kara to the vet? Because she just ate glass. And I thought, oh my gosh, if she has to go to the bathroom and she starts like glass starts coming out of her body, like that's going to hurt. She's fine.
Here we are. The rest of that story was you like taking her to the emergency room.
No.
And she was fine.
We had recently spent a lot on vet bills, like they're unrelated to that. And so we really were like, should we? Like she'll be fine. Surely she'll be okay. Like just a little bit of blood. It's not that big of a mess. But she turned out to be okay.
She's still here.
She's still here. So thank goodness that worked out. Obviously, if anything, symptoms started to pop up, we would 100% take her to the vet. So I don't need like PETA to send me an email or something. But Melissa from Dallas, thank you for the encouragement and the tips. Mm-hmm. And I will make note of those. Make note. I will think about it. Next email is from a doctor,
ooh,
like PhD, Dr. Samantha Evans. Hey, Amy, I just wanted to say thanks for spreading your message about the power of gratitude. After being a loyal listener to your podcast starting in 2019, shout out, that's a long time. depends on what you mean by a long time, but I think the podcast only started in 2018.
I was going to say, when did it start?
So,
almost from the beginning.
I decided to try out gratitude journaling. Since January 1st, 2020, I have written 4 things that I am grateful for every day. And it has been life-changing for me. So much so that I decided to use gratitude practice as the focus of my dissertation. My research involved an 8-week intervention for early childhood teachers using morning meditation and afternoon gratitude practices. The teachers decreased their stress levels, increased their hope, built better relationships with their students, and created more positive classroom environments. It was incredible. I successfully defended my dissertation on March 23rd, 2022, and will be graduating with my PhD from the University of Oklahoma on May 10th. Thank you for spreading your message and sparking joy in the hearts of so many. Because of your message, I can do the same thing for many teachers. Sincerely, Dr. Samantha Evans.
That's so
round
cool.
Round of applause, Kat.
Oh, sorry.
That's for you, Dr. Evans. That is so cool. I can't believe that. That's one of those things where sometimes I'm like, why am I even talking into a microphone? But it's like, oh, well, Samantha decided after listening to this podcast and hearing us talk about gratitude so much that that was going to be the focus of her dissertation. And I'm so thankful that that was the results. Look at me practicing gratitude here. Mm-hmm. I am thankful for you sharing with me that this is something that had a positive impact for 8 weeks on teachers. And hopefully they'll continue to do the practice, the morning meditation, the afternoon gratitude. Love it.
That's so cool that you inspired research.
Well, I mean, it's not me. It's the pod, like the whole community, the podcast. Okay. And really the 4 things. I mean, it's the 4 things podcast, but we started doing it because Mary and I came up with the 4 things gratitude journal. And you don't have to have the journal to participate. We were very clear about that. We were excited about the journal and to sell it and to benefit Haiti. But if you couldn't afford the journal or whatever, you could just get any notebook anywhere and write down 4 things that you're thankful for. And then my guests that come on, that's something I have them do, is share 4 things they are thankful for. I just don't like hearing like that.
Yeah, you're trying to avoid a compliment.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Ooh, okay, I can't say anything. I can't say anything. I was about to say something, but I can't say anything.
What?
But I'll, okay. What? I'll say that, you know, last week I was in LA filming the movie, and I feel like you kind of just said one of my lines. So
what did I just say? I said that's okay.
About accepting a compliment. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. So you're giving us like a little bit of your character away?
Well, I'm playing myself.
But it's a pivotal role.
I wouldn't call it a pivotal role. They called it a pivotal scene.
Okay, same thing.
Because my role is one small spot, like towards the end.
But without your role, they'd be missing a pivotal scene in the movie.
Well, they said they could have gotten any actress to do it.
Oh my gosh.
But then they decided having a real iHeart radio person in the country world would make it more real. Mm-hmm. And they wanted it to be a woman because the other person in the scene is a girl. And they wanted it a powerful, like, mm-hmm. women supporting women, encouraging women moment. So it wouldn't have worked if it was like mm-hmm. a guy in radio. And I'm like, yeah, it's right.
So I wonder if your character is trying to help somebody else accept compliments right now.
I wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I can say. But when you said that, I was like, that sounds familiar. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Interesting.
So that, I don't know the details of like exactly when the movie's coming out. They are wrapping up final production. Like one of the things I filmed was like the very final thing that they were doing. So stay tuned.
Well, when it does come out, we'll have a whole watch party.
Oh, for sure. we're going to have a watch party. And then everyone that listens to this podcast, please watch the movie. Download, stream it, watch it.
Rate and review it.
Rate and review. Email the, leave reviews like, wow, that Amy girl in that one scene.
That
in the
one
bathroom.
Pivotal scene.
Mine's a bathroom scene.
Oh, really?
I'm in a bathroom. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we'll see. Maybe they'll edit
spice it.
It
up.
I don't know. Maybe I get cut. Who knows?
And okay. Then everybody watches a movie and you never show up.
Yeah, everybody. Wait a second. I'm confused. Where's Amy Brown? Well, I'll keep y'all posted. Obviously, if I get cut from the movie, I'll know. And I will say, hey, guys, remember that movie of saying you had to watch? You don't have to anymore. But I think it's going to be good.
Still watch it.
Yeah,
it's still going to be good.
It's still going to be good because it's like the kind of movie I'm totally into. Mm-hmm. It's like my thing.
Yeah.
Like I love these kinds of movies and I will definitely be watching. I want to pull up something, speaking of Instagram, that Charlemagne the God had posted. He's, you know, one of our favorite hip hop people that we love to quote all the time. He's the host of a show based out of New York. But actually, now that I'm reading his Instagram bio, his name is Leonard, but his handle is See the God. And he's an entrepreneur. Mm. And for business inquiries, you can contact him. He doesn't really have his description of how he defines himself, but he does more than just radio. Mm-hmm. He's like, and he's just very smart. But he put up this post. Mm-hmm. His caption was energy that I'm on forever. Because again, I think I've shared with you all, if you've heard me talk about him before, he's evolved and changed a lot. And he's not ashamed of his growth. He's not ashamed of his past. But he's more like, hey, I'm growing and moving forward. Like, keep up. But I'm doing everything I can to be the best version of me. Mm-hmm. So if you knew me being anything else and you're still trying to put me in that hole or that box, like, I don't have time for that anymore. Mm-hmm. So his comment was, energy I'm on forever. And this was what he typed in the actual post. You're right. I was, but I am not any longer. I did, but I don't anymore. I decided, but I changed my mind. The world calls it evolution. The scripture calls it sanctification. Another great term for it is growth. You don't have to explain or apologize for it ever.
Amen.
I just thought someone might mm-hmm. need to hear that. I just love the way, I mean, you can insert what it is for you, but yeah, I was what XYZ, but I'm not any longer. And I did do XYZ, but I don't mm-hmm. anymore. And I decided, but I changed my mind. That right there was powerful because you have every right mm-hmm. to change your mind. And I don't know why that's one that we struggle with so much.
Can I would like to say something here.
Yes.
Because I love that post. And the first thing I thought of when you were reading that is I have struggled a lot in my life with being very like self-conscious about people who knew me when I was like 15 years younger than I am now. And then who I am now. And I get very self-conscious about people not knowing that I am different. And that's a whole thing. But then it hit me. One of the things that happens and I see happening over and over and over again in the media is people pulling up whoever it is, a celebrity, a influencer, whatever, their old messaging, maybe old tweets that they liked or old tweets that they actually tweeted or pictures from when they were like 10, not 10, maybe like in just younger, and then calling them out as if that's them now, instead of looking at it and being like, wow, they've changed. It's like, look who you used to be. It's so horrible. And I just get I'm getting kind of sick of seeing that. It's scary to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's also this reminder of what I try to talk to my kids about. It's like stuff is online now mm-hmm. forever, you know, and I just remind them, mm-hmm. think long and hard because this is something that could be out there forever. But also things they do post now or in the next 5 years, who knows? Yeah, 10, 15 years after that, they might be like, why did I put that up? Yeah. And it's not like it was anything crazy, but hopefully they've evolved and hopefully they're different. And I don't think it has to be even stuff from 10 or 15 years ago. Like I still struggle with some of this stuff, like for myself mm-hmm. from last year or things I know where I'm working on and I'm evolving, but I still, I don't know, in my head kind of think, ugh, but this person knows me as that and that like I did this to that person or, and then I get all wrapped up in that. My mm-hmm. thoughts get all mushy and tangled up and then it just gets overwhelming. And I'm like, ugh, maybe that is who I am. And then it's this whole self-fulfilling prophecy thing that we can all do to ourselves. Yeah. That's why this spoke to me so much. And it was so powerful that it's like, yeah, even if it was who you were yesterday and it's not who you're striving to be today, like that is enough.
You're allowed to change your mind at any moment.
Yeah.
And we, as a collective group of people, need to let people change their minds whenever they want.
Yeah. Or changing minds, or let them grow in other ways,
yeah,
or know that if they, maybe they were one way before, but they're working hard to try to break that in mm-hmm. some way. And sometimes it is, it's yeah. literally could be a week later yeah. and they have this aha moment where they're like, oh, wow, maybe it was just brought to their attention and they realize they want to work on it. And they are like, I have to remember that for myself. It's like, okay, I was, but I am no longer. And this is the direction I'm going on, and I can get stuck in that. But anyway, could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But again, he ended that with, you don't have to explain or apologize for it ever. Growth, evolution, sanctification, whatever you want to call it. Boom.
Do it.
Okay. Any final thoughts, Kat?
No, I think we should end on that.
Okay. We're going to end on that. Charlemagne the God, thank you for this closure. Kat, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at kat.defada. And then also my podcast, You Need Therapy. You can find me there as well at You Need Therapy Podcast.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
At Radio Amy. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Well, that's my Instagram. And then I have radioamy.com, but I haven't been updating it at all lately. Maybe I will for my movie. If I get other acting gigs, I'll be like...
And then you'll have to re-update it if you get cut out of the movie.
Yeah, true. But I don't know. Maybe I need to add the movie scene to my website for my portfolio
in case I want
other acting gigs.
Yep, that's
at
true.
All. So yeah, radioamy.com. That'll honestly get you to anything Shop Espoir, anything Pimpin' Joy, my Amazon favorites page. If I am even allowed back into my Amazon account.
Wait, just, what?
I've been locked out for a few weeks now because I got hacked. It's been this whole thing.
Ooh.
So it's actually saved me a lot of money because I haven't been able to just go on my phone and order whatever I want from Amazon. So, you know,
okay.
Take
jokes
what I can
on
get.
You.
Jokes on you, Amazon. Thanks for locking me out. All you're doing to yourself is losing money. Thanks. Okay. Well, that is our episode. Thank you.
You just locked me out.
I know, but is that what we say?
And that's our show.
Okay. Thank you. Right? Okay. And that's our show.
Thank you. Okay, that was kind of
good.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.